Millions of dollars have already passed through super PACs during this year's campaign, and they will be spending more this fall.
Those organizations can accept checks of any amount for political activity with few restrictions, although they are supposed to say who gave them the money.
We've been tracking million-dollar donors to the super PACs, and this morning we have a mystery.
A million-dollar donor gave a name that sounds like a key on your computer keyboard.
Or a move in the game Battleship. Here's Robert Smith of NPR's Planet Money team.
Go down the list of people who have given $1 million to a super PAC, and you realize that a lot of them are not shy about their wealth.
They're happy to give. They're proud to give. They want public recognition for having given.
Paul Seamus Ryan is a lawyer with the Nonpartisan Campaign Legal Center. We read off the names together. There's lots of Bobs and Bills, John, Sheldon, Peter.
A lot of the early money in are from those good old boys that you've just mentioned, and we do know who they are.
But on the list of all these humans, there is a strange name. It looks like the kind of slang you'd see in a teenager's text message. F8 is the name of the donor. F8. Fate.
I had no idea who the entity was.
And yet F8 in Provo, Utah, had given $1 million to the super PAC supporting Mitt Romney, Restore Our Future. And right next to it, another unknown name to our campaign expert, also for $1 million, also in Provo, Utah. Eli Publishing.
Completely foreign to me, unknown to me.
Now, this does not necessarily mean that something is fishy here. Corporations are allowed to donate to super PACs. Perhaps a couple of rich Utah companies just wanted to support Romney. But it turns out that even Utahns didn't recognize these companies.
Never heard of either. I had never heard of either.
Max Roth is the political reporter for Fox 13 News in Salt Lake City.
A publisher that has the kind of margins to give $1 million to a political campaign and a publisher that is located in Utah, you'd think that you would have heard of this company.
So Roth started to do a little research. Neither company appears to sell anything. The publisher has no books on Amazon. Both companies had the same address. In fact, the same suite, number 420, in the same generic office building in Provo, Utah. So Roth drove down there. No mention of the companies in the lobby, and no evidence at all of a suite 420.
Yeah, we went up to the fourth floor, and we walked around the hallway, and there's no, you know, there's nothing with either name. There's nothing with that suite number.
The office accepting the mail for the missing suite and the mysterious companies had no idea what they were. This is when the Campaign Legal Center got really interested in these donations. You see, you can't funnel money through someone else's name. I can't give $1 million to a toddler and make him give it to a super PAC. Paul Seamus Ryan says F8 in Eli Publishing may be a corporate version of that clueless child.
It immediately raises the question, well, where'd the money come from?
The Campaign Legal Center filed a complaint against the companies with the Federal Election Commission. Eli Publishing lists Stephen Lund as its contact name. F8 is registered to his son-in-law. And both men have connections to a corporation called New Skin. It's a multi-level marketing company, a little like Amway, that sells anti-aging creams and vitamin supplements. Lund was one of the founders and a multimillionaire, and he keeps a low profile, except when it comes to his charitable work, feeding children in Africa. On a video from a New Skin convention, you can see him strumming his guitar and playing a song he wrote about his trip to Malawi.
We stepped off a plane in Africa. We knew we weren't in Topeka.
Lund is prominent in the Mormon Church, and it seems like his relationship with Mitt Romney goes way back. He was an executive at New Skin when it sponsored the Winter Olympics in 2002. Romney ran those games. Lund did not respond to requests for an interview about the donations, but he did call up that Fox 13 reporter, Max Roth, after Roth visited the office building. He told Roth that it was his money and that he wasn't hiding anything.
His explanation was more about not wanting to be real public about being a part of the campaign.
And yet, by using a mysterious publishing company with no actual books, he attracted even more attention.
His voice sounded a little sheepish as he was talking about that, because clearly it did have the opposite effect.
Robert Smith, NPR News.
If you'd like to read a list of people who've given $1 million to a super PAC, just go to npr.org.